want to focus on the simonim of Ikvas of the Mashiach, the signs of the generation before Mashiach that is discussed in the end of Masech de Saita. So I'll discuss a little bit, side the simple interpretation, which is a negative connotation, and also the positive interpretation as well. So the Mishnah says, Bikvas Mashiach, in the generation right before Mashiach comes, Chutzpah Yiske. Chutzpah will be, you could literally translate it as great, the rampant. So what's the positive explanation here? So Chutzpah Yiske. Chutzpah will be great. The Rebbe says, truth is, it's mentioned earlier already. The Rebbe says, what does this mean? It means before Mashiach comes, we have to use chutzpah in the positive sense. And here in chutzpah, there's two elements here of chutzpah that will be done in before Mashiach comes. There's chutzpah bin adam l'chaveda and chutzpah bin adam l'mokim. The chutzpah is both people, inner social relationships, as the Mishnah is discussing, the total lockdown, total breakdown of society, children and their parents and teachers and young and old. But there's also chutzpah klap ishmael. In the generation before Mashiach, people are going to be, speak in very negative terms about the Eibishter, about Yiddishkeit, about Torah mitzvahs. Chutzpah doesn't only mean chutzpah from one to a person to another person, but it means chutzpah against anything that stands for holiness, for Torah mitzvahs. But in the positive, what it means is, Rebbe says, that you have to use the chutzpah in the positive sense. What means the chutzpah in the positive sense? The word of chutzpah yiske, the Rebbe says, at chutzpah klapi shmaya is that we have to demand the gula. You need to have a little bit of chutzpah, so to say, even lagabi debashir himself. But since it's already, galus is taking so long, we have to demand the gula. So that chutzpah, like the Rebbe spoke in Parshas Eschanan on Aleph, and Moshe Rabbeinu, debashir told him to stop davening, to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe said that the truth is that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop. Because the Gemara says, or whatever, when you're a guest in someone's house, whatever the owner of the house tells you to do, you should listen. Besides one thing, if he tells you to get out, you shouldn't listen to him. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe was telling Moshe Rabbeinu not to go into Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Baal HaBos is telling you to say, go out. So Moshe Rabbeinu maybe didn't have to listen. So you have this musik of chutzpah, again, you have to be careful how you use this thing. It doesn't mean chutzpah go against Shulchan Aruch, but it means chutzpah to demand from the Eibishter that we need Mashiach now. So the Rav Tzadik HaKohen actually, he writes about this concept I saw. I also have to be careful not to misinterpret his words, but he discusses, we know the word the ma'apilim, we know that after the when the Yidden sinned with the Meraglim, and the Eibishter made the decree they'll be stuck for 40 years in the desert, so the next morning had a group of Jews that said, we made such a terrible mistake, so we want to correct our mistake, let us go, we're going to fight our way, we're not afraid of, now that we realize that we made a mistake by being afraid of the giant, we're going to go, we're going to fight, we'll be victorious, we'll break our way into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, says, this is not going to work. The Eibishter doesn't, the Aron is still here. The Eibishter doesn't give you his blessing for this. So, and they didn't listen. They went. And they were, Rachman's son, they were killed out. It's interesting. Rabbi Trevor learns, and Nachshon ben Aminadab was one of the Ma'apilim. That's right. Ma'apilim weren't sinful people. They were great people. So Rav Tzadik says that type of avodah, which was a little bit representing chutzpah klapi shmaya, chutzpah to the Eibishter, wasn't right for that time. But he says, but before Mashiach comes, again, you have to be careful how to apply this. Doesn't mean that we just take a bunch of guns and shoot everyone we see. But there's this avodah in Bein Adam LaMokim between the Eibishter, between us and the Eibishter. So he says that avodah. He says at that time, v'hiloy sislach. This won't be successful. But before Mashiach comes, he says it's demanded from the Yid, this taka that he should demand by the Eibishter. He shouldn't just sit mitfalek the hand, just accept Golos' status quo.